In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We now begin part two of the Catechism, the Baltimore Catechism, which is on the commandments. We're on page 94. First, we begin with the commandments of God. This is the law, the old law, that was given by God to Moses and given through Moses to Israel, and then Israel to the world. And Moses is holding the two stone tablets which he received up on Mount Sinai, or also called Mount Horeb. Next come the commandments of the church. And here we see the cartoon of our Lord sending forth his apostles, and Christ saying, "I have not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill." And again, "Make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." So the commandments show how we must live. The Ten Commandments were given by God to Moses. Our Lord handed on these commandments to his church and gave it power to make new laws as time went on. So in lesson 15, which we are now in, there are two great commandments. And it starts with a cartoon up there showing very clearly in big block letters, "Christianity is a way of life. The commandments guide us on the way." And we come to a crossroads, and you see the crossroad, "Thou shalt" and "Thou shalt not." Each commandment orders us to take the right road and forbids us to take the wrong road. It is as simple as that. Even though knowing sometimes, of course, exactly what is wrong about a thing, that can take some work. But that's what this instruction is for, amongst other things. The religion of Christ is not just a body of truths to be believed, as we believe the truths in a geography book. It is, above all, a way of life. It means that we become one with Christ, living his life, imitating his actions, and following the directions of his laws. Now these commandments, these Ten Commandments, they have to be memorized in order to become a Catholic. We need to know what the two great commandments are, and the Ten Commandments, and the commandments of the Church. They have to be known. In life, there are three basic kinds of laws. There is eternal law, the wisdom of God, and this is expressed in the Ten Commandments, or the two great commandments. There is natural law, written on all men's hearts by God, as St. Paul so clearly said. And then there are human laws, which are simply written by men. And human laws, by the way, this also means the commandments of the Church. Divine law, also given by God, is the Ten Commandments. Divine law amplifies natural law. It makes it more clear. There is no way that human law can express the natural law entirely. Now in the cartoon at the top of page 94, you might want to quibble with that a little. Perhaps if you know your Bible well, you'll know that one tablet had the first three laws, which have to do with the love of God, and the other tablet has, on the right side, the other tablet had all the laws that have to do with the love of men. But that would have been hard to put in the cartoon, I suppose. But the emphasis here, skip the cartoon for a second, the emphasis here is on a way of life. And I should say this way of life is such that after a while, you don't even think of the laws very much. It's like when you're driving. If you come to a stop sign after you've learned how to drive, you don't have to think, "Oh, what does the law say concerning stop signs, when I can go, when it..." You don't have to think of the law exactly how it's worded. You know what to do. But you do think about looking to see if the other guy has stopped. That's what's called defensive driving. So it's the same with the commandments of God and the commandments of Church. Many people, for example, regarding the commandment to keep the Sabbath day holy. Once you've acquired the habit, you don't really think so much of the law. It's just Sunday becomes a very different day. You start to live according to it. Question 188. Besides believing what God has revealed, what else must we do to be saved? Besides believing what God has revealed, we must keep his law. Question 189. Which of the two great commandments that contain the whole law of God? The two commandments that contain the whole law of God are, first, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind, and with thy whole strength. And second, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love is the most important of the commandments. Our love must first go to God, and then to God, all God's children, our brothers and sisters in Christ. All the other commandments simply show us in detail how we are to love God and our neighbor. If you love me, keep my commandments, our Lord said. And there's a little cartoon there, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, descending upon a young man, and it's his infused gifts that enable the young man to live, to love, to obey, to help to love others. And there's no contradiction, by the way, between law and love. I obey the law of a stop sign, but I might do it also out of love or respect for my neighbor who is depending on me. A driver simply obeys laws. A good driver will let someone go first, even if it's his turn, if he thinks that would be more courteous or more helpful, or better driving. So there's never any contradiction between these being laws and the fact that we need to love.